Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank and the 20K Good Business Giveaway. Submit a video explaining how your business does good by October 24th for a chance to win $20,000. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going right to the phones. Joining us, a longtime friend of the show. You've also seen him many times when he was on my television show, and you can find him on YouTube right now. From Kirk's Fly Shop up in Estes Park, we have Kirk. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's really nice.
If people aren't out, well, I hope they're listening to the show, but I hope they're on their way to do something outdoors, because if you don't get outdoors this weekend, no excuse. Broncos aren't playing tomorrow. We got incredible weather. And everything I've heard from around the state is that the fly fishing across the state has been just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been good up here.
Now, a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. We got that blast of cold weather. I want to know how that affected the park, because I know you fish a lot up at Rocky Mountain National Park. But then I want to talk about the Big Thompson, too, and maybe we'll hit a few other spots. But let's do the park first. What's the status up in the park right now, Kirk?
It's good right now. I mean, midday, the warmest part of the day is going to fish best. So from 10 to 3 probably is the best time to be fishing in the park.
And are you fishing mostly the lower rivers and lakes? Some of the upper stuff probably even skimming a little?
Right. The high mountain stuff is pretty much done, but the lower stuff like the Big Thompson and Moraine and the St. Vrain in Wild Basin are the two main spots I would go to.
And how long do you think? Of course, we don't know the weather, but if as long as the weather stays goes good, those will continue to fish well, I believe.
Yeah, as long as you got nice days, it'll be good. If it's cold and snowy out, I'd skip the park and go fish the canyon.
Now, if you're fishing the park, any particular presentations you recommend?
Well, you got to be a little bit more delicate because the water's low. So I like a dry fly on top, like a stonefly stimmy, and mainly using that as an indicator and dropping it with a little tiny pheasant tail. Seems to work real well.
You know, I want to, before we go to the river too, when you use a fly as your indicator, and I want your opinion on this. You know, we talk about indicators. We talk about using yarn because it's subtle or using different type of floats. But when you use a fairly large fly as an indicator, do you think that because it looks buggy, it looks alive, you have a less chance of spooking the fish?
I think so, yeah. And you always have a chance of them maybe even coming up and biting it. So
yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on both counts of that. Let's talk about the canyon now. You know, it wasn't that many years ago that that canyon got wiped out. And the fish that were in it, that were left, got pushed way up to the top, close to where you are. And they've been doing an amazing amount of work, both on the road and on river restoration. I'm hearing reports of fish up and down the river now. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, yeah. You can catch fish anywhere in the canyon right now.
Any places better than others, or is it just wherever you like to fish?
It's pretty much wherever you like to fish. There's still more fish up high. But some of my favorite areas are kind of down near Drake, not as many people fishing. The fish population isn't quite as high, but the fish size is a little bigger down there.
Now, are you catching mostly rainbows or some browns?
Mostly rainbows. I'd say about 30% browns.
Okay, and you said you're getting a little bigger size as you get down a little bit. Do you expect that river to just, the up and down, I mean, the upper part's been good for a long time. Do you expect it to just keep getting better and better as with the fish as they fill in and repopulate?
Yeah, for sure, yes.
How about the bug population? Are you seeing that come back? You know, a lot of those lower stretches got just scoured clean. Are we seeing the bug life come back?
Yeah, I feel like there's more bugs in there than there ever were. So I don't know why, but it seems like it's lots of bugs. Lots of stoneflies and lots more caddis than there ever used to be in the canyon.
So if you were going to go fish the canyon, would it depend on where you fish, or are there a few presentations that seem to be working up and down the river?
Yeah, I mean, the lower canyon, it seems like you could still use a patch rubber leg and a little midge, like a copper ribbed RS2 behind it. Up high, more like a pheasant tail trailed with a little RS2 behind it.
Now, you've got a couple things I want to talk to you about yet, too. First, you have an event coming up. I know we're probably a month away or more yet, but I want to mention that so people can get ready. But then after that, I want to ask you, we're doing everybody that's a fly fisherman on the show. Well, you can think about this for a minute or two while we're talking about your event. I'm asking them if they could only have 5 flies in their box, what they would be. And we're kind of compiling a list to see what comes up. But first of all, you have an event. It's early. It's your author's day. Do you have most people lined up? What can you tell us about it right now?
Yeah, it'll be the second Saturday in December. I believe it's the 8th or 9th. I think it's the 8th. And it's from 2 to 5. And we'll have John Gearock there, probably Steven Schweitzer, John Barr to sign books. And hopefully we can get Terry Wickstrom there, but I don't know. He might be in Hawaii.
So. Yeah, we're looking at that schedule right now. You know, and I as much as I love you, Kirk, if I'm still in Hawaii, I'm not coming home for your event.
But, I don't think so.
But it is a great event. You know, and it what it does is you get these authors in there and you have their books on sale. And you have sales throughout the store on this event. So if you have anybody in your family that's a fly fisherman, this is the time to buy some things because you always have some incredible deals on there. But you can get personally autographed copies of the book for the person on your list or for yourself from some of the best fly fishing authors and Steve Schweitzer. But Steve's a good friend. He's got great books out there. But you can, you know, and guys like Gearock and Barr are legends, you know, so it's really a great time up there.
Right. And then if you say that you heard us on the Terry Wickstrom show, you get 50% off any one item on that day.
I know. And some people have used that to buy some really nice fly rods, haven't they?
They have, yes.
Yes. All right. Before we run out of time, you're limited to 5 flies, my friend.
Yeah.
All you can have in your box. What are you going to take?
I'd probably go with my favorite nymph and rig first, which would be a tungsten beaded micro may fly trailed by a tungsten beaded poison tongue in blue, and then a copper ribbed RS2 after that. And then my favorite 2 drives would probably be a chubby Chernobyl and a Pyro Wolf Adams.
Okay, what was the 3rd nymph again?
Copper ribbed RS2. Foam wing copper ribbed RS2.
All right. You know what I'm finding amazing so far is that almost nobody's picked a caddis. Everybody's picked mayflies and then maybe a nymph that could be more multi-use. And, of course, you had one tractor fly on there, right? You had a pair of wolves. So.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that amazing. Are you just not reaching for caddis as much?
I fish a caddis a lot, too. That would be my 6th.
We only get 5. All right. Hey, tell them how they find you, Kirk, if they want a trip, they want to come up for the sale, or do they just want to stop by the store?
Yeah, we're right on Main Street, right across from Town Hall, 230 East Alcorn. It's kirksflyshop.com, and our phone number is 970-577-0790.
Thank you, my friend. It's always great to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/businesscontest for more details.